From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Friday, April 11th. The Chico State student who was killed in a murder-suicide last week was mourned at a candlelight vigil last night on the university's campus. Dozens stood holding candles on Kendall Hall lawn, joining family, friends, and co-workers of 21-year-old Athena Pasadakis. She was shot and killed during a vehicle chase after being kidnapped by a person she had previously dated. At the vigil, her older sister, Angelique, shared words with the crowd.
She was my best friend and always will be my best friend. I'm so thankful for having the best little sister ever. She had a heart that couldn't bear to see anyone sad. She was a sunshine for the people she loved. This world took her too soon and in a way that no one should have ever had to leave. The hole she's left in our hearts cannot be filled.
Pasadakis was a Health Services Administration major and was due to graduate this spring. Another vigil will be held in Pasadakis' hometown of Reading tomorrow night at 7:30. In other news, nationwide, agencies are feeling the weight of ongoing federal funding cuts, and Butte County's Public Health Department is no exception. Last month, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced it would be cutting back on more than $11 billion in COVID-19 funding for both state and local public health agencies. And those cuts have reached Butte County. Supervisors were told earlier this week that public health will be forced to scale back some of its services. Director Monica Sauterstrom said basic services in Butte County won't be affected.
It does, though, affect the additional support that we were giving for our disease investigation specialist and the lab.
Sauterstrom's concerned about infectious diseases emerging as a result of the lost funding. A lot of it was for monitoring and public health education. A judge has temporarily blocked the federal cuts, but she said the department is unsure what will happen. And Wolfstock takes place this weekend. It's the Butte Humane Society's festival and fundraiser to help the animal shelter. Executive Director Emily Acevedo says it will be a day filled with music, activities, and animals.
If you love music and you love dogs and cats, there's really no better way for you to participate and contribute to the success of Butte Humane Society than Wolfstock.
More than 30 artisans and creators will take over the vendor market. There will also be food trucks, a beer and wine area, and fun for kids.
The Kids Zone has activities, bounce houses, face painting, all those things that you would expect at a traditional, fair for the kids, with the goal still being raising some really critical funds for our animal shelter.
All proceeds go to Butte Humane. The event is at the Silver Dollar Fairgrounds on Saturday. Also, an attorney working on a Chico mother's case is the new Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights. Hermeet Dillon was appointed to the position by President Donald Trump and sworn in Monday. Her firm has led a case against the Chico Unified School District regarding how parents are notified when a student wants to change the gender on their school records. The case alleges Chico Unified School District staff violated parental rights by not notifying the parent before using a different name and masculine pronouns to refer to their child while at school. It was originally dismissed in late 2023, but last Friday, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals reversed the dismissal. It will be reviewed again by a lower court, but no final decision has been made. And finally, Shasta County's Health and Human Services Agency has a new leader. Vicki Thompson assumed the role of Chief Fiscal Officer earlier this week. The position was newly created. Thompson has nearly 11 years' experience overseeing finances at local, regional, and international levels. The agency says her focus is on improving processes for efficiency. Shasta's Health and Human Services Agency is responsible for mental and public health and social services in the county. And those were your headlines for Friday, April 11th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.